This book is an undertaking of the heart. Life, I swear. To me, that saying captures it all. The irony, the challenge, the faith, the resilience, the sweet manifestation, the ugly chaos, and the calm. All the ebbs and flows that frame how we experience and interpret this life. Life, I swear, was one of those things my girlfriends and I would exhale after long conversations about how the growing pains both depleted and revived us. Life, I swear, became how we described polarities that brought irony to our feelings and to the realities of our worlds. It is these polarities and the stories that form them that make us human. In my mid-20s, I took a one-way bus to New York City with one bag, no job, and the curiosity to find out what life could offer. If I finally gave back what I had deprived myself of until then, forgiveness of the imperfections of my journey. I committed to extending myself an olive branch, to make peace with the ways in which I had been hard on myself. My sister friends, Brooke, Elaine, and Ophabia, became my hand-picked family, filling the voids where blood and lustful love lacked or disappointed. In confidence and in trust, we validated each other as we fumbled our way through figuring life out and gave ourselves permission to live in both faith and fear. In those coming-of-age years, we were forced to face some hard truths about our regrets and immaturities. God was requiring us to lean into clumsy and uncomfortable seasons of maturing, while also teaching us what forgiveness and being kind to ourselves meant. It was through this sisterhood that we experienced emotional alchemy, a journey of mindfulness of our vulnerabilities, our faith, and our innate wisdom. And it was through our shared intimacy that we grew deeper intimacy with ourselves that rooted us in the beauty of our stories. I love stories. I love the texture and the nuances of them. I love understanding our whys of everything. Why do we feel the way we feel? And what makes us do the things we do? For Black women, being in community as we unpack and make sense of our whys and our lives is an outlet that nothing else in the world can provide. Our sharing of uncertainties, vulnerabilities, and trepidations about life makes space for a special intimacy, an intimacy we are rarely afforded. Because the world expects the strength of Black women to be demonstrated through restraint of our true selves. Challenging seasons of life remind us how much intimacy and feeling understood are gateways to personal healing. After a trying year in 2019, I started to document conversations with other Black women about personal stories that have enlightened us to answer some of these questions. As deep dive dialogues in my Life I Swear podcast and as stories in this book, I've always considered myself a cat with nine lives, rebirthed in each new season. One that emerges from fires at times, scarred but layered in stories that together tell the tale of the dance of this life. It's been an incredible one. I've lived in 11 cities, 5 countries, and traveled the world. I've been in abusive and loving relationships, home-birthed a prince of a son, grew a family, been a single mother, raised by a single mother. I've taken risks, led a spontaneous life, explored artistry, and ebbed and flowed through loss and glory. Tell me something you've been through, and I bet I can relate. Give me a story of promise and hope and faith, and you're speaking to my spirit. Give me a story of pain and struggle, and know in my eyes that I deeply understand. I spent years trying to find the words to articulate the breadth of what this journey of life has meant to me. Putting pen to paper through stories of love and loss, discovery and rebounds is the only way I know how. The pages that follow are an anthology of stories from Black women about the falling down, the cycles, the post-traumatic growth, and the resilience